Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this last episode of 2005. And as I've been doing with a couple of people, I am asking them what their most favorite and most forgettable memories were from the year in theater, because, you know, I'm a big theater fan and theater journalist. So the person I'm talking to now has also been on the program before, and she was a guest on our Big Tony show. Her name is Iris Dorbian. She is the editor of Stage Directions magazine, and so she's going to give us some positive and negative directions that the theater went in 2005. Iris, welcome back to the neighborhood.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. So let's start with the good stuff. What were, you know, some of your very favorite things of 2005?
Well, even though I'm not really a fan of this genre that's becoming very tedious and played out, which is the jukebox musical, I was very surprised at how well done Jersey Boys is.
You know, a couple of other people have said that show. What made it better than Good Vibrations, than Lennon, or, you know, people like Moving Out, or
well, other... I think one thing is that it's got a much better book, because there's an actual story. So when you do hear these very familiar songs, it makes sense to hear them. And the story is that it's about the rise and fall and subsequent rise again of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So it's kind of like a... or VH1, those rockumentaries that they used to do to death. It's infinitely better conceived, directed, and performed than its awful predecessors like Lennon. Good Vibrations.
Lennon. Oh well, yeah, Good Vibrations, sure.
And the cast is terrific.
Yeah.
And the direction, like I said before, is just wonderful. He is really like a master of this medium.
Okay, what about some other shows, plays and musicals, that you loved over the past year?
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that the New York Times gave this show a real bump steer, but I liked Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, I loved, yeah.
I thought the score was wonderful. And I think it's such a shame that David Yazbek keeps getting snubbed by the Tonys in favor of somebody else. You know, and... I really would like to see him get an award, because I think he's really, really a talent. I thought it was very charming and very winning, very infectious.
It's funny how you have to, by the way, the show is a hit. We don't really have to defend it anymore, like say, oh, poor Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, it didn't win.
No, but I just remember that baffling pan that Ben Bradley did.
Oh, I know.
So, and, which was inexplicable, you know, to me then, still is now, but it's a... Cute,
I mean, he
show.
Wasn't over the moon over Spamalot either. I mean, that was kind of a pre-sold hit to begin with. Mm-hmm. He liked Spamalot better, but to be fair, it's not as if he said, oh, this Spamalot is the second coming of Jesus.
But, let's be honest. Spamalot is extremely overrated. It's like a tired fraternity burlesque skit, you know, that goes on for 2 hours.
I didn't find it tired, but okay. The fraternity burlesque kind of... Okay, I agree with that part.
Although I did like the that number that's inspired by Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, have to like the Jewish numbers, come on. A couple of other shows that were really great for you? Iris Dorbian?
I liked Pillow Man.
Cool. Very different.
Very sinister, very haunting, very dark, but yeah. Just incredibly imaginative. And I think in many ways a lot more...
provocative?
A lot more provocative than Doubt. Which, of course, won the Tony and the Pulitzer for Best Play. I'd love to see it again. What else did I like? I like, now, you know, I like the recent revival, the current revival of Sweeney Todd.
I'm hearing that a lot. I liked it, too. I mean, that seems to be a favorite among a lot of
people. I mean,
folks.
I know that people have been commenting on it, about it being kind of a revisionist version, because the actors are doubling as musicians and because they're setting it in a lunatic asylum. But I thought it worked. I liked it.
Yeah.
It kind of lingered with me after I saw it. What I didn't like in my life...
Now, is that the title of a show, or are you going to tell us what you don't like in your life at the moment?
No, it's the title of a show that just thankfully closed last week, by directed and conceived by the misguided Joe Brooks.
He was aborted by Joseph L. Brooks.
Oh, my God. Yes, the man who gave us You Light Up
My
Life.
Yeah. I didn't think My Life was so bad.
I thought it was imaginative in its wretchedness. That's Ooh. The best thing that I could say about it.
There was a sense of original. I mean, didn't you like it when the lemon came down? I ask everybody this because that moment for me was heaven.
No.
Okay.
Right. I think I wanted to run out of there as soon as possible. What else did I was disappointed by Color Purple.
Me too. What was missing? It seemed to have everything, but what the hell was missing?
Sluggish pace, not a very good book, and not the greatest score. Although the acting is very good.
Yeah.
But the actors are not going to be, they're not going to soar in the stratosphere with without a book or a decent score.
Well put. You know, because, I mean, we always say you know, the actors were good. In so many things that we pan, the actors are perfectly fine. I mean, everything from Good Vibrations, there were good singers,
mm-hmm. sure.
to the worst things have wonderful actors. So, sure. you know, when you're working at this Broadway level, mm-hmm. that's almost a given usually.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but usually. Well, what else did you hate?
I recently saw the other night Touch of the Poet.
You hated it?
No, I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I was just...
bored.
I was bored stiff during the first act.
Yes.
And it just seemed like every minute was interminable. And I looked at my watch about 8-9 times, and usually that's a barometer. It's like if the show holds my interest, how many times I look at my watch. If I look at it like once or twice during the first act, it means it's okay. If I look at it like more than twice, then it's bombing for me.
Yeah.
The second act, the energy and the momentum picked up, and I thought Gabriel Byrne improved.
Yeah, I mean, there was much more energy and action in the play itself in the second act. So
but it's still, you know, it's very minor O'Neill. So.
And some other stuff going backward, maybe, you know,
okay.
from earlier.
Okay, there was a show in the summer that I absolutely detested.
Ooh.
Terrence McNally's Dedication. Or
the stuff of
dreams.
Ugh. That was so bad.
What a bunch of claptrap.
And, it, you know, there was...
Platitudes,
yeah.
Atop of platitudes for two extremely long hours.
Oh, yeah, and Nathan Lane in a bunny suit, but not funny. That's what it was, I'm telling you. Any other thoughts about the 2005 season?
It seems like we're not going to get away from the jukebox musical craze, especially now that Jersey Boys is a hit.
Right.
Because
and you got Ring of Fire and the Bob Dylan musical.
We've got the Dylan Twyla Tharp musical that's coming, and I'm sure there are other jukebox musicals that are... in the gestation process.
Oh, there's got to be one for, like, Tammy Wynette. And don't forget, even off-Broadway, we've got the John Denver one going on right now. And
yeah, that's
the
right.
Rat Pack. They canceled one Rat Pack musical.
That's the one that David Cassidy co-wrote.
Right.
Yeah.
And acted in as, like, Bobby Darin for 10 minutes. And then they pulled it, and then they brought in, like, a London Rat Pack review, and that's going to be playing there instead at the Supper Club. I didn't see either of them. But what are you looking forward to in 2006?
Oh, let me see.
Nothing springs to mind.
You know, I think I'm looking forward to The Wedding Singer.
Ah.
I think I'd like to see that.
Okay,
I know
cool.
It's another adaptation of a film, but I've been hearing some pretty good things about it.
Hopefully it'll be pretty. I mean, the film was cute. It wasn't the most, so maybe they can actually improve upon it.
I think it's also because I grew up in the 80s, and I'm a big fan of that era.
Look, you like Taboo to an extent also.
I was very touched by Taboo. I thought Taboo got a raw deal. I mean, yes, the book was a mess, but it was very charming and very touching.
Yeah, that was, by the way, 2 years ago. But, well, this is my show. We can do as we like. Anyway, I like having you on this show, Iris Dorbian. You are the editor of Stage Directions magazine, which people can get...
I have to mention one show,
it.
Which
yeah.
I just forgot, and it really is worth seeing, Souvenir.
Ah, that's a sweet little funny show.
Yes,
yes.
Judy Kay is just terrific, so poignant. It's really, really wonderful.
Oh, boy. Okay, so that's up there on the top. Souvenir, I love it, but I think it's a really nice show. I would recommend it. And it's struggling at the box office terribly. So if you're thinking of seeing it, do go.
Yeah.
Oh, and, well, thank you for coming.
Okay.
I'm Dorbian to the neighborhood once again. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful end of 2005 and 2006. Much success.
You too.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.